Good morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you on this Thursday, and we got another great program for you this morning. We are here with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler. Lyle, welcome.
Well, it's good to be here, and it's good to be here when it's nice and warm and the birds are chirping. And is it March yet?
It certainly feels like it.
It feels like it. Yeah, it does.
Watching all this college basketball, it's starting to feel like March.
Yeah.
Just so that you know this for your Chamber of Commerce calendar.
Okay.
We are 23 days away
from
Fake Patty's Day.
I got to get that on my calendar.
Already.
I got to get that
up
on my calendar.
On you. 30 days away from St. Patrick's Day.
Yep. Well, Brady, he'll keep us informed of all the activities, right?
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, okay.
We'll cover you. Again, here with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President Lyle Butler, talking about all sorts of things. We're going to talk a lot of business openings and a lot of sort of things. And I got a little theme song for you, Lyle, when you come in here. Here we go. I think that works, doesn't it?
I think that works. That's a perfect segue
into the opening soon.
Yep.
Let's just go ahead and get out the gate.
You got it.
Well, actually, before we go into those, let's do a little bit of a preview of what we got throughout the hour and some of the things you want to go over.
Sure. I think, a favorite for everybody is kind of what's happening, what's opening, or what has just recently opened. And people are always amazed at the number that go there. And then we want to talk about a week from this Friday is our annual meeting, our 93rd annual meeting of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. So we want to visit a little bit about that. And then a project that was started last year, actually, in about April of last year, is the Greater Manhattan Project. And so we're going to kind of give people a little bit of an update on that. And then Brady is, as always, since I've been doing this for about 18 years, we're always interested to hear what people have to say. So
no shortage of content this morning.
No shortage of content. And your listeners, if they've got ideas or thoughts or anything, I like to hear from them too.
All right. And that number to call is 785-537-1350. Let's go ahead and go into those opening soons.
Sure. We traditionally have always started out with, since the last time I was here, or in this case, about the first of the year or in January, what has opened. And so we'll run down a few things that are now open. Platinum Salon has opened in the Blue Earth Plaza, which is in downtown Manhattan. Audio Fit has opened out in the Candlewood Shopping Center. Home Fusion, Rockstar, and Rogers has opened at 316 and 318 Points Avenue. And then Sparrow Coffee, which was downtown, has moved over to west of the Manhattan Christian College. And they're open and have a larger space there. And then B4 Fire Extinguishers is open in the Green Valley Business Park out on Highway 24. Little Apple Plates has opened in the Candlewood Shopping Center. Joint Fit Chiropractic has opened at 2004 Clock Tower Place. And Kansas Foot Massage has opened across from Rick's Music Store. So, and then the other one that is opening here sometime in February is Smoothie King, which is out in the West Loop Shopping Center. And they're not open yet, but they're opening hopefully by the end of February where the UPS store used to be. And the UPS store just moved a few stores down or a few locations down. Again, that's all out in the West Loop Shopping Center. So those are things that since we were in 4 or 5 weeks ago in January that are happening. And then I think, people just need to understand, I think, with the weather that we have been having, not the weather we've had yesterday and today, but with the cold and snow and frost in the ground, construction slowed down substantially. They do during the holidays anyway, the Christmas, and then we come right into January, and we had really, as people remember, cold weather and a lot of weather that made it very difficult to work in some of the construction stuff. But still, having said that, there's still a lot of things that are going on. In the coming up later, and we'll first go over to the Aggieville area, Dusty Bookshelf location, which is at 700 North Manhattan Avenue. You know, they had the fire over a year ago, and so they're working on trying to get that building back and up and going. And then people can now see they're working on the fourth story of the apartments at 1208 Bluemont Avenue. And that's a four-story apartment complex, 37 units, and that's right at the corner of 12th and Bluemont. People can see that pretty easily now with the four stories going
really
up there.
It really does jump out at you. Do you see that kind of being the norm as far as new apartment buildings to be that high?
Well, I don't know whether it's a norm, but...
Or a new norm.
A new norm. And I think especially if you're building in an area that is being... rebuilt or repurposed, and it's a very dense area, and so I think you'll, especially if it's around Aggieville or downtown, you're going to see more of the 3, 4, 5 story type apartment buildings. It's just the cost of land is so expensive, it's just easier to go up than spread out.
Right. It'll be really interesting 10 years from now to see
it will be interesting. And then I think that people need to remember that the city commission over the last couple of years has been working on a master plan and a vision plan for Aggieville. And that was going, a study went on. It was a city-driven study, but it had input from business owners in Aggieville and property owners in that area. And the city commission actually just approved that plan. And actually, it calls for along Bluemont Avenue right there next to Aggieville, that buildings that would be built along that corridor will be multi-story. They don't have to be, but I think that's what they'd like to have happen. And that kind of leads over into the next, in Aggieville, again on Bluemont Avenue, across from the Bluemont Hotel, is the city... has a parking lot that's been under discussion at the city commission meeting whether to sell it to a developer. And that developer has proposed putting a hotel on that property along with the property that they already own, which is where the old car wash used to be. And that got all torn down there, and it's just a dirt parking lot with fence around it. So I think in the next 30 days, we're going to know whether that's going to be a hotel or whether that's going to be a single-story strip center, which will have about a room for about 3 businesses. And my understanding is they considered putting a restaurant and then a couple of other retailers to go in there. And that's their alternative if they don't get the opportunity to do the hotel.
And on that alternative is, I know on the hotel, a big component of that proposal is a parking garage.
Correct.
On the alternative, is parking any part of that equation with an alternative choice? Or
no, the alternative choice with the, it's a 7,500 square foot, basically a strip shopping center that would go in there, and that would not be adding any additional parking.
Would it be taking any away?
It wouldn't be necessarily taking any away, but I think it'll just add to the congestion down there. We're going to know the next time I come in March to do my program with you. The city commission has indicated that they're going to make a decision by then, so we'll see. But eventually, there will be something on that empty lot where, again, the old car wash on Bluemont Avenue was torn down. So we'll see what happens. If we go further, now we jump out to the Manhattan Regional Airport area, and the Manhattan Business Park is just to the west and southwest of the airport. And there are 2 businesses. One is under construction as we speak. Pioneer Seed is going to be opening in late summer of 2018. And they're putting in an office complex and consolidating some of their facilities that they have around Manhattan now, and also will be expanding. So they'll be opening out there. Kansas Gas will be building a new building and the Manhattan Business Park as well, and they are relocating. They currently co-locate with Westar, and that is located on Seth Child. Because of the growth of both of those entities, because of the growth of our region, Kansas Gas needed to have its own location. So they're actually building a regional center that'll serve several communities in an area out of this new, and it's going to have a training facility. So they'll be bringing people in from some of their other locations in this part of Kansas, and they hope to have their new building and move out of the Westar building by November of this year. So that's good. Hayden Orthodontics, which is relocating and really refurbishing a building in the downtown area, and they're going to be at 514 Humboldt Street. They hope to have that their new location and open in March of 2018. Trinium Incorporated has taken over the old VFW building in the downtown, and they're moving their offices and facilities there and hope to be open, and I think they're almost done, but the early March of 2018, so that's coming up. U.S. Stone is going to move some offices to 301 South 4th Street, Suite 110. Moving over to a second page, also in the downtown area on 4th Street, Bockers is going to have, excuse me, an event space, and they're moving to a new location with their kitchen and office space, and is actually open there now on 4th Street, and their event space they're going to have open later. They're working on that right there at 4th Street. So Miller's Place is going to be doing some remodeling upstairs with a new tenant. That is the building that actually Jan Miller owns with Steve's Floral. She owns that building, and the second store is being remodeled, and they already have a new tenant that will locate in there. Over on Fort Riley Boulevard, I think you've been covering it here on the news in the Southeast Neighborhood Recreation Center at 10th and Fort Riley Boulevard. And construction, I understand, should begin probably in 2019. For that. And then there's a new restaurant going in where Bon Thai used to be. And so that's coming up. In Grand Mere, we're looking over there, and we've got Prairie Village is a Schultz Construction residential area. They're going to have two different residential projects on that side. And then they're also at Vanesta, on Vanesta Drive, is going to have a salon there at, let's see if I can get the address here, 3808 Vanesta Drive. The First Christian Church is going to relocate and move out into Grand Mere, and they already own the land, and that should start construction this year. Colbert Hills has a master plan to include some new event space, possibly a hotel, and a new K-State golf facility, and that's in their master plan. We don't have any dates of construction. And then, again, over in Vanesta, Wainwright Eye Care is going to build a new new facility there.
All right. And do you have some more? You got another
break? Oh, yeah. We got a lot more.
Let's go ahead and take a break before we talk some more of them. We'll talk back, and we'll talk more business here with Lyle Butler on News Radio KMAN.
Morning News is brought to you by ESB Financial, inviting you to join ESB's Spirited Travel Club on March 1st to the exclusive Picasso exhibit and Broadway show, Finding Neverland. Call today for details.
Save thousands right now at the President's Day sale at Little Apple Toyota. Drive home the all-new 2018 Camry with 0.9% financing up to 72 months. Remaining 2017 Tacoma has $500 cash back plus 0%. Sweet deals on 2018 Corolla and RAV4 almost make them like buying candy after Valentine's Day. And every new Toyota comes with Toyota Care no-charge maintenance. These deals and much more at the President's Day sale at Little Apple Toyota. At Little Apple Honda, buy a new Accord, Civic, or Odyssey price lower than Honda will let us advertise. I'm serious. They have rules about that. Every Honda in stock is President's Day sale price. Finance with Honda and receive 2 years or 25,000 miles oil service at Little Apple. And Little Apple has over 100 used vehicles blowout priced. There's special rent liquidations like 2016 Corolla LEs as low as $12,492.